All right, so let's dive into something that could be a game changer for anyone.
Okay.
Eyeing that Nassau County lifestyle.
Right.
FHA loans.
Okay.
We're talking beaches, parks, the classic Long Island charm.
Yep.
But also, let's be honest.
Yeah.
A hefty price tag.
For sure.
So if you're wondering how to make those homeownership dreams a reality in such a competitive market, this deep dive is for you.
All right.
We've got excerpts from a recent article by Jet Direct Mortgage.
Okay.
Real pros in the field.
They're good.
And we'll be using their expertise to unpack the essentials of FHA loans.
All right.
Specifically in the Nassau County context.
Gotcha.
By the end, you'll know if this type of loan is your ticket to a Nassau address.
Ooh.
Plus, we'll sprinkle in some insider clips on navigating the process.
Sounds like a plan. Let's break it down.
First things first. What exactly a Nassau FHA loan, right, and why is everyone talking about them?
Well, it's not your typical mortgage.
Oh?
It's insured by the Federal Housing Administration, which basically means less risk for lenders.
Okay.
And that translates to some pretty sweet perks for the borrower.
Perks? Okay, now you've got my attention.
Right.
What kind of perks are we talking about?
Imagine this.
Okay.
You could potentially qualify with a credit score as low as 580.
Wow.
Now, think about conventional loans, which often demand 620 or higher.
Right.
We're talking about people entering the market years earlier than they could otherwise.
Right.
That's huge.
Okay. I see why this is a big deal, especially for first-time buyers.
Yeah.
Who might not have had a year to build up their credit.
Definitely.
But are there any downsides to these lower credit requirements?
There can be.
Okay.
Lenders aren't just giving away money, right?
Right.
So to balance that added risk,
okay,
FHA loans come with mortgage insurance premiums.
Yeah.
Those MIPs you might have heard about.
Okay.
These premiums help protect the lender if a borrower defaults.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pay both an upfront premium and an annual one, which is factored into your monthly payments.
So there's a trade-off?
Yes.
Lower credit requirements might mean higher overall costs due to those MIPs.
Exactly.
It's all about weighing those options.
Exactly. It's about finding the right balance for your financial situation.
Right.
Now, besides those lower credit score requirements,
okay,
FHA loans also offer some other advantages.
Like what?
Think competitive interest rates.
Okay.
And some flexibility with that all-important debt-to-income ratio, which is how much of your monthly income goes towards debt payments.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Lenders want to see you can comfortably handle those mortgage payments.
Exactly.
So how do I know if I even stand a chance with an FHA loan?
Hmm.
Is there like a secret handshake or something?
Not quite a secret handshake.
Okay.
But Jet Direct Mortgage does lay out some must-haves in their article.
Okay.
First, that credit score we talked about, sure. 580 is the magic number.
Gotcha.
Though even scores between 500 and 579 might work.
Okay.
If you're able to put down a larger down payment.
Who looks at? Even if you're not quite at that 580 mark?
Yeah.
There's still a possibility.
Absolutely.
Good to know.
Then there's the debt-to-income ratio.
Right.
Aim for 43% or less,
okay,
to show lenders you can handle those monthly obligations.
Gotcha.
And of course, stable employment is key.
Of course.
Lenders like to see at least 2 years of consistent income.
Right.
Demonstrating that you're a reliable borrower.
It's all about proving you're financially responsible.
Right.
And ready for that mortgage commitment.
Exactly.
What about those financial hiccups we all have sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, say you've had a bankruptcy or foreclosure in your past.
Yeah.
Are those automatic deal breakers?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You can bounce back, but there are waiting periods depending on the type of event and your individual circumstances.
I see.
It's about demonstrating that you've learned from the experience,
right,
reestablished good credit,
mm-hmm,
and are ready to responsibly manage a mortgage.
Okay, we've talked about the borrower side of things.
Yeah.
But what about the property itself?
Right.
Are there any special requirements for the home you're buying with an FHA loan?
That's right. It's not just about you qualifying.
Okay, yeah.
It's also about the property meeting FHA standards.
Right.
And here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
FHA loans are generally designed for primary residences.
Yeah.
Not for flipping houses or scooping up vacation properties.
Right.
They want to know you're truly putting down roots.
So no becoming a real estate tycoon overnight with an FHA loan.
Right.
What if I had my eye on a fixer-upper?
Okay.
Plan to renovate it,
mm-hmm,
and then move in?
Okay.
Would that work?
That's a great question.
Okay.
And gets at the heart of those FHA requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Let's unpack that. And we'll even explore a potential loophole or two.
Okay.
Right after a quick break.
Sounds good.
So to answer your question about that fixer-upper scenario, it's tricky.
Okay.
FHA loans are really geared towards move-in ready homes
Right.
that meet their minimum property standards.
Okay.
Think safety, security, structural soundness. No major damage or hazards allowed.
So like no major foundation issues.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
The roof needs to have a decent lifespan left, at least a couple of years.
Okay.
And all the major systems, okay, heating, cooling, plumbing,
right,
have to be functional.
Got it. So they want to make sure it's a solid investment for both the borrower,
yes,
and the FHA who's insuring the loan.
Exactly.
But what about that loophole you mentioned?
Right.
Is there any way to use an FHA loan for a property that needs some TLC?
There is. Remember we talked about FHA loans being designed for primary residences?
Yes.
Well, there's a multifamily exception that could be a real game changer.
Okay.
Especially in a market like Nassau County.
Okay.
You can actually purchase a multifamily property with up to 4 units.
Wow.
Using an FHA loan.
Okay.
As long as you'll be living in one of those units as your primary residence.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
You buy the multifamily property, maybe it's a duplex or a small apartment building, fix up the other units while living in one,
yep,
and then rent those out to cover some of your mortgage costs.
Exactly.
Talk about maximizing your FHA benefits.
It's a savvy strategy for building equity,
right,
and offsetting those housing costs, particularly in a high-priced area like Nassau County,
yeah,
where rents tend to be higher as well.
Exactly.
It's like a built-in path to becoming a landlord,
right,
all while taking advantage of the FHA's more flexible lending terms.
I can already hear our listeners brainstorming potential multifamily investment opportunities.
Yeah, for sure.
But before they go diving into Zillow,
yeah,
let's shift gears and talk about refinancing.
Okay.
Is that something you can even DO with an FHA loan?
Absolutely. Refinancing is a key strategy to consider.
Okay.
And in a market like Nassau County, where property values tend to appreciate,
yeah, right,
it can be even more advantageous.
Okay. I'm all ears.
All right.
What are the refinancing options for someone with an FHA loan?
Well, if you already have an FHA loan and your financial situation has improved,
yeah,
a streamlined refinance might be a good option.
Okay.
This allows you to potentially snag a lower interest rate,
right,
or reduce your monthly payments with less paperwork hassle.
Streamlined. Less paperwork.
Yeah.
Those are two of my favorite words.
Right. But even if you don't currently have an FHA loan,
right,
refinancing can still be a powerful tool.
Okay.
Say you have a conventional loan,
mm,
and you've built up some equity in your home.
Right.
You could do a conventional refinance to access that equity for cash.
Oh.
Maybe for renovations, debt consolidation, or even that dream vacation you've been putting off.
Right.
Or you could switch your existing conventional loan to an FHA loan with potentially better terms.
So many options.
Yeah.
It sounds like refinancing can be a real game changer.
It can.
Especially in a market like Nassau, where those property values can really climb.
And here's a bonus for Nassau homeowners.
Okay, what's that?
Refinancing might even help you ditch those pesky private mortgage insurance premiums.
Okay.
The PMI.
Right.
That often come with conventional loans,
mm-hmm,
if you don't have a large down payment.
Right.
As your home's value increases, you might reach that 20% equity mark.
Right.
Which could allow you to get rid of those extra costs.
That's a huge win.
It is.
Like a reward for choosing a smart investment.
Yeah.
But let's be honest.
Okay.
Those MIPs on FHA loans?
Yeah.
They can be a sticking point for some borrowers.
Right.
Is there any way to avoid them altogether?
That's a great question, and unfortunately, there's no magic bullet to completely dodge those MIPs with an FHA loan.
Okay.
They're a fundamental part of how these loans work.
Okay.
Allowing lenders to offer those more favorable terms to borrowers,
right,
who might not qualify for conventional financing.
I see.
However, as we talked about, refinancing down the line can be a strategy,
okay,
to potentially eliminate those MIPs as your equity grows.
So it's not a deal breaker,
right,
but it's definitely something to factor into your budget and long-term plans.
Exactly.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about FHA loans?
There are a few that come up time and time again.
Like what?
A big one is that FHA loans are only for first-time homebuyers.
Oh, really?
That's simply not true. FHA loans are available to any qualified borrower,
right,
even if you've owned a home before.
Okay.
The key requirement is that the property you're buying with the FHA loan will be your primary residence.
Yeah, right.
So even if you're a seasoned homeowner looking for some flexibility or more favorable terms,
yeah,
an FHA loan could still be an option.
Good to know. So it's not just for newbies dipping their toes into the real estate market.
Exactly.
Another question I hear a lot, especially these days, is about student loan debt.
Sure.
Can you still get an FHA loan if you're carrying student loans.
Absolutely. Having student loan debt doesn't automatically disqualify you.
Okay.
However, remember that debt-to-income ratio we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
Those student loan payments will be factored into that calculation.
All right.
So responsible management of your student loans is key, even if you're not actively shopping for a home yet.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
Lenders want to see that you can manage your existing debt responsibly before taking on a mortgage.
Exactly.
Now, for anyone out there who's feeling overwhelmed by all this information, what's the one thing they should remember about FHA loans?
Great question. If I had to distill it down to one key takeaway, it would be this.
Okay.
FHA loans are designed to expand access to home ownership.
Okay.
They provide a pathway for those who might not meet the stricter requirements of conventional loans.
Right.
Whether it's due to credit score, debt to income ratio, or down payment constraints.
That makes sense.
They're about creating opportunities and making that dream of home ownership a reality for more people.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So about opening doors and breaking down barriers.
Absolutely.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
okay.
I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question to ponder. We've talked a lot about the individual benefits of FHA loans.
Yeah.
But what about the bigger picture?
Right.
How do these loans impact communities and the overall housing market?
That's a fascinating question, and one we'll explore in more detail in our final segment.
Okay.
We'll delve into the social and economic implications of FHA loans.
Okay.
Looking at their role in promoting affordable housing.
Right.
Fostering community development and shaping the very fabric of neighborhoods.
Sounds good. Okay. We've covered the nuts and bolts of FHA loans.
Right.
The lower credit score requirements.
Yeah.
The flexibility on debt to income ratios.
Mm-hmm.
Those all important mortgage insurance premiums.
Right.
And even some savvy strategies like refinancing and the multifamily loophole.
Absolutely.
Right. And we've talked about how those features can be especially advantageous in a market like Nassau County.
For sure.
With its higher property values and potential for rental income.
Exactly.
But now let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture. How do FHA loans fit into the larger conversation about affordable housing and community development?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of ripple effects do they create?
That's a crucial question.
Yeah.
And one that often gets overlooked in the day-to-day details of mortgage applications and interest rates.
Right.
FHA loans aren't just about helping individuals achieve homeownership.
Right.
They play a significant role in shaping the fabric of communities and promoting economic mobility.
So it's not just about one family buying a home.
Right.
It's about the broader impact on the neighborhood.
Yeah.
The town, even the entire region.
Exactly. Think about it.
Okay.
When more people have access to homeownership, it can lead to increased stability in neighborhoods.
Right.
Homeowners tend to be more invested in their communities, both literally and figuratively.
Right.
They're more likely to participate in local events, support local businesses, and advocate for improvements in their neighborhoods.
It creates a sense of ownership, both of your home and of your community.
Right. And that can lead to a positive feedback loop.
Okay.
As neighborhoods become more stable and desirable,
right.
property values tend to rise, benefiting existing homeowners and attracting new residents.
Makes sense.
It creates a ripple effect that can revitalize entire communities.
So FHA loans can be a catalyst for positive change.
Absolutely.
Both at the individual level and the community level.
For sure.
But what about the affordability aspect? We've talked about how FHA loans make homeownership more accessible for those who might not qualify for conventional loans.
Right.
But does that accessibility translate to true affordability?
That's a complex issue, and there's no easy answer.
Okay.
While FHA loans do lower some barriers to entry, such as those credit score requirements and down payment minimums, there are still those mortgage insurance premiums to consider.
Yeah.
And as we discussed, those MIPs can add a significant amount to your overall costs over the life of the loan.
So it's a balancing act.
It is.
Increased accessibility on one hand, but potentially higher costs on the other.
Exactly. And that's where informed decision making becomes so important.
Right.
It's about understanding the nuances of FHA loans.
Okay.
Weighing the potential benefits and costs and determining what makes the most sense for your individual circumstances.
It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
No.
But it's a valuable tool in the affordable housing toolbox.
I agree.
Now, we can't talk about FHA loans without acknowledging the role they've played in expanding homeownership opportunities for historically marginalized communities.
That's a crucial point.
Yeah.
FHA loans have been instrumental in bridging the racial wealth gap
and
making homeownership a reality for families who were previously excluded from traditional lending practices.
Right.
Remember, the FHA was created during the Great Depression, a time when discriminatory lending practices were rampant.
Right.
The FHA's mission was to make homeownership more accessible to all Americans,
right,
regardless of race or ethnicity.
So it wasn't just about stabilizing the housing market. It was also about promoting fairness and equity.
Exactly. And while there's still work to be done to address systemic inequalities in housing, FHA loans continue to play a vital role in creating a more inclusive housing landscape.
It's about leveling the playing field and ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to build wealth and stability through homeownership.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to bring this back to our listener who's considering an FHA loan for their own home buying journey.
Sure.
What are some key takeaways they should remember as they navigate this process?
Well, first and foremost, I would encourage them to educate themselves thoroughly about FHA loans. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive,
right?
But there's always more to learn.
Of course.
Talk to lenders, read articles, compare different loan options. Knowledge is power in this process.
It's about being an informed consumer and advocating for your own best interests.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
Lenders are there to help you understand the process, explain the terms, and guide you towards the best loan product for your situation.
It's a partnership, not an adversarial relationship.
Exactly.
And remember, buying a home is a big decision, both financially and emotionally.
Right. It's about finding the right home in the right neighborhood at the right time for you.
Right.
Don't let anyone pressure you into a decision you're not comfortable with.
It's your dream, your future, your investment.
Exactly.
Take your time, do your research, and trust your instincts.
And remember, even though we're talking about loans and interest rates and property values, at the heart of it all is the dream of homeownership.
Mm-hmm.
The desire to create a space where you can put down roots, build memories, and truly feel at home.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about more than just bricks and mortar. Yeah. It's about building a life, a future, a legacy.
It is.
And that's something worth striving for.
Absolutely. So to our listener, as you embark on this exciting journey, remember that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
There are resources available, experts to guide you.
Right. And a community of homeowners who've been through this process before.
Yes.
Embrace the journey. And most importantly, enjoy the ride.
That's great advice. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Nassau FHA loans, I want to leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
A question to ponder as you continue your home buying adventure.
Right.
We've talked about how FHA loans have expanded access to homeownership.
Yes.
But what's next?
Mm.
What other innovations or creative solutions can we explore to make the dream of owning a home a reality for even more people?
That's a great question.
It's a challenge, an opportunity, and a conversation worth continuing.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.